Vess, Ben asked. Wake up, will you? We're about to go into battle.
Oh, yes, the battle,
she said. Now that she knew where the ambush was coming from, she just wanted to reach the control panel as quickly as possible.
You're right, of course.
I am?
Ben asked, turning his head to look over at her.
What happened to change?
His sentence faded into an unexpected silence, as did the sound of their footfalls and the swishing of Vistara's robe. But when she glanced over at Ben, she saw that his mouth was continuing to move, as though he were still hearing his words inside his own head. Someone was using the Force to quiet the air and prevent it from carrying sound waves. And that could mean only one thing. Vistara reached out to Master Skywalker in the Force, flooding her presence with alarm, then grabbed Ben by the arm and spun around to find a 10-meter section of deck grating flying toward them. A blast wave of shock and confusion raced through the Force as Ben struggled to comprehend what he was seeing, and Vistara knew he would never react in time. She slammed her forearm across his chest and kicked his heels out from beneath him, then flung her own legs out in front of her. They landed side by side on their backs, an instant before the grating slashed past, passing a handbreadth from their faces. Ben's eyes bulged wide, and his mouth opened in a soundless cry of surprise. Then Vistara began to slide across the grating back toward their attackers. She raised her head and saw a wall of dark-cloaked ambushers leaping from their hiding places, blasters flashing and lightsabers ignited. Suddenly, Vistara stopped sliding. She glanced back and saw Ben's hand extended toward her, holding her in the Force, trying to drag her back. A ferocious ache began to throb through her hips and shoulders, and Vistara felt as though she was coming apart. Then she realized she probably was. She screamed in pain and shook her head, yelling at Ben to let her go. Whether Ben actually heard her above the battle din, the screaming of blaster bolts and the growling of lightsabers, Vistara could not tell. She simply started to slide faster than before. Behind her, Ben snapped his lightsaber off its belt hook and sprang to his feet, then quickly dived into a somersault as a flurry of blaster bolts burned into the grating around him. For an instant, Vistara thought he would ignite the blade and get them both killed by attempting to fight his way toward her. She should have known better than to underestimate Ben Skywalker. He simply continued to somersault, using the Force to trace a zigzag course across the deck. When he came up, his weapon hand snapped in her direction, flinging his lightsaber toward her. Vistara reached for it in the Force, at the same time looking back toward the ambushers. The first Sith were already charging past, using their crimson lightsabers to bat aside the torrent of bolts coming from a group of Jedi charging back from the front of the room. Ben's lightsaber landed in her hand. She thumbed the activation switch, then rolled to her belly and swung the sizzling blade through two sets of running legs. When a cold shiver raced down her spine, she continued the roll and brought the weapon up to block. A shower of sparks erupted as Vistara's blade clashed with another, and she glimpsed a lavender Kashyyyk face snarling down from the other side of the blazing cross above her. The two blades locked, and Vistara lay beneath her attacker, struggling to keep the woman's lightsaber away. The crump, crump of detonating grenades began to sound somewhere near the front of the room, and in the back of her mind, she realized that Jedi were being attacked from two sides. Vistara relaxed her arms a little, and the Kashyyyk woman's lightsaber began to descend toward her face.
First I take your beauty, the woman said. Then I...
Vistara hit her with a Force blast and sent her flying back into a rank of Sith, climbing up through the missing section of grating. The Kashyyyk's blade, still ignited, sliced one warrior in half, and her body knocked two more off their feet. Beyond the tangle of limbs and blades, Vistara glimpsed Valen and Jycella Horn still up on the bypass platform. Valen using his lightsaber to defend Jycella from Sith blaster bolts, while she leaned through an open access panel. Vistara traced back the stream of bolts until she spotted a Sith warrior firing from between a pair of pump housings. She sent him tumbling with a Force shove. That was all the respite Valen Horn needed. He leapt off the bypass platform in a flying cartwheel. Beginning to think she and the Jedi just might survive this ambush after all, Vistara sprang to her own feet and heard a deep voice behind her.
Enough!
The base of her skull exploded into dull, throbbing pain as something hard and heavy, the hilt of a lightsaber no doubt, struck. She spun and caught only a glimpse of black cloth as her attacker moved behind her. The hilt descended again. Her knees buckled, spinning her around, away from her unseen attacker. Her vision began to narrow, but 15 meters away, up on the water main bypass platform, she saw a small female Jedi climbing out of an open access panel. The woman ignited her lightsaber, then came leaping over the platform's safety rail, brown hair flying and violet blade whirling, and Vistara knew the battle was on. Jaina Solo, Sword of the Jedi, had just arrived.